Big Bird. Nighty-night count. It sure has been a long day.
But there's still one thing I have to do before I fall asleep.
What is that, Big Bird?
I have to sing my ABCs, so I won't forget them. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Very nice, Big Bear.
You remembered every letter. Hey, how do you get to sleep count?
Oh, I bet I know. I bet you count sheep.
Actually, Big Bird, I don't count sheep. I count their bags of wool. Listen. Baa, baa, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for the master, that's one bag of wool. And one for the dame, one plus one is two, that's two bags of wool. And one for the little girl who lives in the lane. 2 plus 1 is 3. That's 3 bags of wool. Baa, baa, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, 3 bags full. I just love to count myself to sleep.
Well, what about you, Prairie? How do you get to sleep?
Oh, I just look at all the little stars through my window and wonder what they are. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Prairie, that was beautiful.
Yes, let's all sing it.
All us travelers in the dark, thank you for your tiny spark.
We could not see which way to go
if you did not twinkle so.
Twinkle, twinkle,
young ones.
Well, good night, everybody.
Hey. Wow, we took a 10-minute break and it feels like we're starting a whole new day. This is the ABC alpha ABCs of the alphabet show. No, ABCs of
the alphabet.
Lust.
I like that.
ABCs of the alphabet. That's my name, though. Your name was, as your brother would say, very typical. ABCs of hate or lust or something. Lunge. What was it?
Filth.
And yours was alphabet show. Mm-hmm. And I'm combining the two and saying this is the ABCs of the alphabet. This show, it's not S for stuttering, it's E. E is the letter today. And Amy, anything from E? Let's just start naming off a couple E's and we'll see what sounds the best and we'll go with the story.
Me first?
Well, just name off a couple of your E's. Doug can name
I
off
got
a couple.
The expo, excrement, air.
No expo. Let's not talk about personal stuff. And remember, okay. This is the ABCs of the alphabet. It's a, I don't know how to describe it. Do you? Do you? I say it's impromptu type of talk show, radio, internet radio show.
Impromptu talk.
Right. And this is volume one. We plan on doing ABCs of the alphabet volume two, possibly, if this works out well. Doug's, we're going to get to S for sleep soon.
And the only criteria of our subject matter is that particular letter of the alphabet.
Right, and we just say whatever comes to our mind first. excrement I love. Well, I don't love it, but that, we did talk about Dirty Sanchez yesterday. I guess that's, we have a running theme. We should have the ABCs of shit or something, because we had the anal. We had the anal. We talked about a finger.
Yeah, and we talked about corn even.
A piece of corn coming out of a hooker's, on a hooker's finger. And what else? Dirty Sanchez for D. That's the smearing shit out on your lip. Oh, not on your lip, but on your victim's lip.
And, you talked about black women and cunnilingus or whatever.
Well, that's not shit. Yeah, but that's not. We're talking excrement, right?
Oh, I thought we were just retracing.
Okay, yeah.
No, she's implying that because they're black, it's like licking shit.
I see. Amy? Amy?
What do you guys have for E?
Well, I have Easy E. Easy motherfucking E. Excuse me. And Ed the Creep. And Ego. Doug, what do you have for E?
Well, I had another Ed, but I had Ed Gein. I thought you would definitely have that.
Yeah, Ed Gein, right. You know, this is a... I had him for G, Gein.
Oh, all right.
But he's cool. But this is a good way to start the shows from now on. Since we're doing this right off the cuff, we should just name off our list of E's and go with the most exciting, because I got to say, Door sucked my dick for D. When you said Door, I'm like, Door breaking.
I wanted to know the story. I wanted
to
know.
Well, you can
story.
Talk to me about that any time. I was like, Door? Door versus Dad? I got a good dad ass whooping story any day, man, or something. But anyway.
What else do you have for E, Doug?
Ed Gein. All right, I had Ed Gein. Endowed. Eugenics.
Oh, you got to do that, yeah.
And Evil Now.
Yeah, that's.
And End Times, which I feel I have to explain. You know, they did that whole End Times series.
I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, well, I work.
But that's good. Excrement. Excrement and Endowed are the running themes of the show. It is the ABCs of filth.
I know, I'm surprised. Enema should be in there.
Enema.
Enema,
right.
Yeah, excrement. Enema.
Oh, you're right.
Why don't you start with one of your stories, Doug, since you seem to have a good story there.
For which one?
Or, I mean, anyone. Jump in. What do you want to do, Amy?
End Times.
End Times. Amy's picking End Times. Oh, I love
guys,
it.
You guys haven't heard anything about this.
I don't know what the fuck
there's
you're
like
talking about.
There's like some fucking 15-book series out. It just ended recently, but written by two fundamentalist Christians, all about the end times. Jesus comes back down to earth in the final book, you know. It's bullshit. It sells a lot. It's like New York Times bestseller stuff. It's filthy. People love it, and it's
really?
Scary. Yeah, it's scary that a lot of people buy this shit.
You know, I wonder why when we did B, we didn't say book. Because Doug has to goddamn bring up a book every fucking thing.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Which is cool. I love that you are a bookworm. I love books. I don't have enough time to read them, but that's cool. So End Times, explain more. What do you want to... Is that it?
Well, they actually did like a made-for-TV movie with fucking Kurt Cameron in it.
Oh, Kurt Cameron, the guy from...
Yeah, so I thought you would have heard of this, you know?
Well, he's a religious
kook,
you guys
know
about...
Oh, you got, wait, why would we know about a bitch?
Because you guys seem to know about film. You guys seem
film,
to know.
Film, that you like, said made for TV, but you keep implying we don't have a dictionary, we know about Kurt Cameron?
Well, it was made for TV, but it came out on DVD
and
all that
shit. When we get
to
K, I'm going to cut you with a fucking knife. K for cut and knife, bitch. It's going to be the KKK. No, Kurt Cameron, yeah, Amy, he was he's a religious kook.
Isn't that the guy from that...
Right.
Sitcom.
Wouldn't star with the girl that was in Playboy.
Right.
That's freaky. He's in this Christian movie, huh? It was on ABC or Major Motion Network or whatever.
I don't really know.
Amy was just talking about them trying to put God into TV more. So it ties in with End Times almost.
There's some pop star bitch. I think she's... Oh, shit. I have no idea who she is, but my brother sent me an article about her where she's bad-mouthing Britney Spears for looking like a slut and telling all her listeners that they should refrain from sex, you know, practice abstinence, which is...
But that was Britney's sales pitch when she was doing all that shit for the longest time.
Yeah,
who
is
it, Mandy Moore or something?
No, I don't think so.
It's like a new
wave. Is she like that?
No. No, Mandy Moore's not like that, I don't think.
Or is she...
Maybe she is.
Out there peddling her ass, like... I don't know.
I don't know, but... Fuck them all.
Yeah.
End Times, is that it?
Yeah, that's about it.
All right, well, the E is going to be for silence.
Yeah.
No,
Enema.
Enema. No, you have an Ed Gein story at least. You at least got it. One Ed Gein story.
Oh, yeah, I have an Ed Gein story. to admit to stealing the Ed Gein stone, I don't remember if I've done that on the air. I think I have. I'm not necessarily admitting to actually taking it. But I had a hand in obtaining the Ed Gein stone. Let me phrase it that way. Well, fuck it. I'll tell you, I took the fucking thing. How about that? And it was for a good reason. I know it sounds crazy and odd.
For a good cause.
Well, really, this is my... I know this is maybe twisted, but it's not when you hear it. I go up to see Ed Gein stone, right? And I've been there before. Fun to go up and visit. It's always cool to go to Plainfield and have a slice of ham at the local place and pretend you're eating flesh and shit. You know, so it's cool. And, Amy, we've been up to Plainfield before. It's a fun time. And
creepy.
Yeah. Amy's got a good story about Plainfield and stuff. It's fun. So I go up there, and I'm at the stone, and it literally says, and you'll see pictures on my site, evilnow.com, from time to time, and I sell gravestone rubbings of the Ed Gein gravestone. And in the rubbings, you'll even see a 666 carved in the head of the stone. Look over your shoulder, Doug. There's a rubbing, 666, carved in it.
Yeah, I see it.
And it said, "I masturbate to your picture every day," written in big black marker on the front of the stone over this cross. And on top, it said something about worshiping Ed Gein. And I was looking at it, and I had a kick out of it, and it was funny. You'd see a syringe sticking out of the ground, a whiskey bottle, roaches. It was fun for me. But I look over my shoulder and I see a grandma and a family, and they're going to put flowers on their relative's grave. And I didn't like being there because I don't like to bother other people with my fun and games, really. I don't want to upset them. And they have every right to be putting flowers in the grave and respecting their dead relative. And I feel sort of odd being there. But I understand that this Gein stone belongs to the world. It belongs to my world. It belongs to our world. You know what I'm saying, Doug? Right, Amy? Mm-hmm. We would enjoy seeing that. We don't have any problem looking at that. And it's not like that. Those people had a problem. They see bikers over by Ed Gein stone. Ed Gein's getting more visitors than, you know, people that are probably worthy folks, you know, productive individuals in their society. And so I said, fuck it, I'm taking this out of here. They're going to cheer me as a hero. I'll get a ticket tape or a parade leaving town.
And let's face it, you're getting the worst kind of people up there if they're writing, right. "I masturbate to your photo every day" and stuff like
right.
that.
So
I mean, they have no respect for the people in the town.
Yeah, and I had some respect for a hard-working, productive society they have there. And so I took the Gein stone out of there with a couple of drug addict Mexicans. And you know, paid them $5 ahead, and you know, and they took it out of there with me, and it was interesting to say the least. And about a month later, it pops up on the news: Ed Gein stone stolen. And you know, we had it, Amy. Where did we have that stone for the longest time?
In our van, as the passenger seat.
Yeah. So it was interesting. A lot of our friends would have to sit on the cushion, and they'd know they were sitting on Ed Gein stone. And I made a ton of grave rubbings. Not a ton, but a lot of multicolored grave rubbings, which no one's ever really done with grave rubbings. I happen to know this. I traced the history of grave rubbings. I've never seen a multicolored grave rubbing. But then again, no one's had a grave rubbing sit in their basement for months to play with. So it was cool. A lot of friends came over and took photos with it. Ed Gein's cool as far as serial killers go. I don't really consider him like a serial killer. Just a eccentric, another E word. I just considered him an eccentric. I mean, he was
mostly digging up people, really.
Yeah,
right?
Digging up, experimenting with dead bodies, making furniture.
Using skulls for soup bowls.
I think some of his kills were accidental, really, or you know, misplaced. You know, I think he was like a big bear that loved him so much he hugged him and just crashed him and crushed their spine or something.
He wasn't a big guy.
No, but I mean, to put it like, you know, like a bear would, or a friendly big person, big retarded guy in a monster movie would hug you and break you, like Frankenstein, you know, with the kid, the girl.
Right.
You
like
know, he
Dahmer.
Liked the girl and picked it up and just broke the girl in half. You know, that's how it was. And so I saw Ed Gein as someone like that, really not meaning to kill you, just like Dahmer, just wanting
Dahmer
to keep you.
Dahmer just didn't want you to leave.
Yeah, he didn't want to kill you. He just didn't want you to leave.
Right.
You know, so that was Ed Gein.
I know nothing of Ed Gein's later years. like after he was caught, his incarceration. I know nothing about that.
Oh, well, that's interesting in itself, for sure. You know, he's lived in a psychology ward, didn't talk much, you know.
They put him in psychiatric.
Yeah, he was imprisoned in a mental institution till the end of his life.
For like 35 years or something, wasn't it? A real long time.
Yeah, did he have any public statements then? Did he do interviews?
Yeah, he did a couple interviews with police, lawyers, stuff like that, but not much. I mean, at one point it was that's all he would tell people. Everything that's to be said has been said. And that's all he would ever say to people who worked at the institution.
It sounds like people we've been trying to talk to lately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what the sheriff of Plainfield said?
This is good.
That Ed Gein had the finest collection of nipples he'd ever seen.
Oh, was he serious that he'd seen more? That he'd seen more than Ed's collection of nipples?
You know,
yes.
I think it's possible in Plainfield.
Yeah.
You know, cutting off the nipples is sounding like it's really common. Remember,
dude, that's a fucking crime. You know, when we get to end, I plan on talking just about my nipples and waving them around for you.
Okay? Yeah.
Nipples, don't fuck, you know,
next
that's
time,
fine.
Yeah. Inspect your salami on your pizza. Especially in this neighborhood.
So, Ego. Hey, what is that skinny puppy song that starts with an E? Don't they have something, eviscerate or something like that?
No, you're thinking assimilate, and that's A.
Assimilate?
You know, we should have never took that break.
Yeah, you know, it's all falling apart.
We made it to D. E's fucking crashing.
I thought by now I'd be spouting off about eugenics.
Well,
get spouting,
bitch.
Oh.
Woo. Spout, bitch, spout. Where's that timer?
Now eugenics for those who are unschooled.
I think we play eugenics after EZ.
Oh, yeah, go
how about
ahead.
That? We're going to play one song. You got
sure,
Easy.
Sure.
He's
get
a good case for eugenics.
No, that's good. I
yeah,
mean,
yeah.
There's a good case for eugenics. There
yeah,
you go.
Easy.
Yeah, I think it's six.
Well, CD? It's disc CD one? Cool. Oh, yeah. Easy motherfucking E.
And welcome
E.
to Easy's Playhouse, you stupid motherfucker!
Now that you got the album, what the fuck are you gonna do?
Easy E. E. Got it?
He was once a thug from around the way. Easy! But you should...
Bitch, shut the fuck up! Get the fuck out of here! Yo, Dre!
What's up?
Give me a funky ass bass line.
In the place to be, coming on the mic is Easy motherfucking E. Dre is on the beat, Yellow's on the cut. So listen up close while we rip shit up. Shit up, shit up, shit up, shit up.
Well, I'm Easy E, I got bitches galore. You might have a lot of bitches, but I got much more. With my super duper group coming out the chute, Easy E motherfuckers cold knocking the boots. Cause I'm a hip hop thugster, I used to be a monster. If you heard, you think I own a drugstore. Getting stupid, because I know how. And if a sucker talk shit, I give him a 8-ball sippin'. The bitches are flippin'. Slow down and hit a dippin'. Continue my trippin'. Hitting my switches. Collecting my bitches. The money that I make so I can add to my riches. Then my stash pot start rubbing my gap. Feeling good as hell because my pockets are fat. A hardcore villain cold roaming the streets. And with a homie like Dre just supplying the beats. Because I'm a gangster having fun. Never leave the power without packing a gun. Hitting hard as fuck, I make you ask, what was it? Boy, you should have known by now. Easy does it.
Easy does it.
Knocking motherfuckers out.
What's your name, boy?
Fucking Fresh Easy.
Where you from, fool?
Rolling through the hood, cold town shit up. Stick my head out the window and I say what's up. To the niggas on the corner, cold bumping the box. But you know that's an alibi for slanging the rocks. A dice game starts, I said, what the fuck? So I put my shit in park and had to try my luck. Hard to roll with my bitch, jocking 24-7. Rolling motherfuckers, ate them up, hit 11. Got another point, I made a 10 up phone. Was taking niggas money and was itching for more. Laughing in their faces, said y'all making me rich. To one punk, got jealous, cold slap my bitch. He pulled out his gun, I knew he wouldn't last. So I said to myself, my boy, you better think fast.
he shot, then I shot. As you can see, I cold smoked his ass. Because I'm a gangster having fun. Never leave the pad without packing a gun. Hitting hard as fuck, I make you ask, what was it? Boy, you should have known by now, Easy does it.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Who does it?
Motherfucking Easy does it.
But how does he do it?
Easy does it, do it easy. That's what I'm doing.
Man, what you gonna do now?
Now I'ma break it down just to tell a little story. Straight out the box, from the gangster category. About a sucker motherfucker. He's addicted, he's a smoker, but in Compton called a clucker. He used to have a house, car, and golden rings. But the cookie crack took all those things. He must have been starving cause he broke in my house. Caught the nigga on the street and straight took his ass out. Now I wanted for a murder that I had to commit. Yeah, I went to jail, but that wasn't shit. Got to the station about 8:45. Called my bitch to get me out cause I was down for mine. The bitch was a trip, cold, hung up the phone. Now my only phone call was in the ganking zone. All the shit I did for her, like keeping her. I swear when I get out I'm gonna kill the bitch. Well by now you can guess that it was just my luck. The bait above the station was a neighborhood clock. I looked him straight in the eye and said what's up. And said let's make a deal, you know I do you up. Now back on the streets and my records are clean. I creeped on my bitch with my Uzi machine. Went to the house and kicked down the door. Unloaded like hell and cold smoked the hoe. Because I'm a gangster having fun. Never leave the pad without packing a gun. Getting hard as fuck, I make you ask what was it. Boy, you should have known by now, Easy does it.
Easy does it. From around the way, born in 73. Hardcore B-boy named Eazy-E. It's 88 now, 73's obsolete. A nigga with a serious ass attitude and 100% street. And if y'all wanna hear some more,
in one way or the other,
I'm not really.
I'm a bad brother.
And that was Eazy-E.
Word to the motherfucker.
And that was Doug. Doug's not really into Negroes. You know? That was fun. You don't really like rap, do you? Not into Negroes neither. N is for Negro. We'll talk about that later.
Right.
You know, I live with a Negro family. Okay. Eugenics. Doug at dysgenics.com. Doug is the king dysgenics guy there. Or no, he's the overlord. I'm sorry. Overlord at dysgenics.com is his email. Amy's here with us. Horror of Horror. That's me. Shane. Among many websites, Evil Nile, Three Ring Radio, et cetera, et cetera. We are doing a ABCs of the alphabet, and it's an impromptu type of talk radio show. And the only thing that we're starting off with is with a letter, and we just go at it, and the first thing that comes to our mind, we rap about. So Doug had brought up eugenics.
Yeah. That's eugenics, okay, right. No. Eugenics is the practice of proper breeding to produce a better gene pool. And a lot of people try to say that it doesn't work and that you can't breed people better because of too many variables or anything else. But everybody knows through common sense there's a bunch of shit because you've seen horse breeders, we've seen animal breeders, we've seen everything else. I mean, people give a shit about the papers when they get their dog. People give a shit about those things because they know it works. We know there's facts of heredity. We know that smart people can have a stupid kid, and you know, stupid people can sometimes have a smart kid. But that's called deviation from the mean, and it's not uncommon that happens. And nonetheless, I feel there should be a eugenics policy, or at least something to curb its opposite, which is dysgenics, which is producing inferior breeds through, like, fetal alcohol syndrome or crack babies or whatever. We shouldn't promote that. And often people ask me, you know, now...
Oh, really? People ask Professor Doug.
Yeah,
often people ask me.
People will often ask me, how can you promote an idea like eugenics? Who is qualified? Who's going to decide who's qualified to have a kid and who's not, you know? And I always tell them that I would be happy to decide. I would be happy to put up some kind of standardized test, like driving a fucking car, you know?
So you would decide.
Why not?
Why?
Well, I think
why is the real question.
Well, I think there's a certain set of rules.
Are you a painter? Do you make $12,000 a year?
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that on G.
What are your qualifications, sir?
Right. My qualifications is that if nobody else is willing to decide, I will.
Doug, I think this is why we like you.
That's right.
I think this might be why we like you. It's not just your quirky look. it's this kind of...
Well, there's an E word.
What?
I.
Oh.
Oh,
wait, we've only got 5 minutes left. That's a story. You know what Doug almost told me last night? He's like, I go, so we start talking. He starts talking about, oh, I'm sorry to interrupt your eugenics. Doug has one eye. That ain't no joke.
Oh, I got two fucking eyes. Two one's eyes. Mangled and scarred. And that's it.
Doesn't quite work.
Right. Okay, one doesn't quite work. Right? He's
it's not like I got one in the center of my head.
Doug's a cyclops. Did we forget this?
Oh, you're fucking wonderful, Doug. Oh, that's great. Right, he has one broken eye, okay? And the other night we're talking on the couch about smoking weed. That's great. Oh, God. And he tells me he used to smoke some weed to help out with his eye, and it was a good medicine. Helped. He felt it right away, went right to the spot, and, you know, he felt not as fucked up as pills. And I said, so, and we're talking about it, I said, what? I don't understand what happened to your eye. But really, I wasn't asking what happened to your eye, but I don't understand how this weed helped you. I want to know, did you have cancer of the eye? Is it, you know, poked out? You know, he's like, I don't talk about that. I don't tell anyone that. I'm like, well, you're fucking talking about your goddamn eye, man. You're talking about smoking weed for your bad eye. So what's wrong with I say? Why you got a bum eye? You know, like, ah, oh, man, my knee hurts. How'd you get a bum knee? How can you tell the weather with your bad knee? You know, someone's, I fucking broke my knee on a horse. Doug won't talk about his eye. Come on, Doug.
I told you, it's an injury.
What kind?
Well, this situation, it doesn't... look, I don't tell you, I'm going to tell whoever the fuck's listening. I mean, come on.
You said it was an accident.
I've never even told my main.
Who gives a fuck, man? You don't tell your main a lot of things. Do I got to start talking about that?
No, go ahead. Carry on.
No, really. Well, what's the big deal, though? Really, why is it so personal?
It's just one of those things. That. I don't know.
I don't know.
It must be something really embarrassing.
Yeah, like, so, I got it.
Like,
somebody,
he was running with scissors.
Right. It's got to be something where he would be failing his own eugenics test. Right. It's one of those things where, okay, dude, if I tell you this, I would be put in the oven, man. My own oven. My test, I failed. You have all the qualifications to do the eugenics test now. Because you failed your own test at some point.
That's not true.
Did you stick your eye in an electrical socket?
Yeah, he put my fucking eye in there.
Yeah, there's your reason. Right. I stick my eye in
I used to stick my eye in everything.
No, but Doug's a straight shooter, man. He's a cool guy, no matter what. He's a good guy.
Well, you know, did you ever hear about the one-eyed prostitute at the Everly Club in Chicago?
No.
She had a glass eye, and she would take it out so men could do the...
No way.
The void. Yeah, this was in like the 1880s.
This is well documented. This isn't one of Amy's stories where you don't know whether to believe her or not until you get to know her and you've seen the blood on Amy's hands up to her elbows. This is a real story.
Wow.
The Everly Club. It was run by the Everly
Club. I've heard of the Everly Club, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had a one-eyed prostitute there.
So, Doug, we've got a job for you.
Is that what happened? Are you a descendant?
I can't take my eye out. I don't have a glass eye. I got my original parts.
But you have a detached retina, right?
I had a detached. It's detached a few times. And they had to cut out scarring and all that other shit.
I think you hit the scissor on the point, Amy, when you said he was running with scissors.
Don't run with scissors.
It had to be something so fucking stupid he doesn't want to admit it. He does. I was experimenting on myself. I thought I could make my brown eyes blue.
The knitting needle was so beautiful, I wanted to look closer.
Right.
You know, that's great. We've got 2 minutes. Let's come up with all the reasons, Doug.
Let's go on to another E. You got evil now.
Sand got kicked in his eyes at the beach.
Oh, yeah, it's the guy from that comic.
That was you.
Get Buff comic. Yeah. Akita.
Oh, God. He was fighting with his brother over breadsticks. No, that's not a good one, is it? I like the eye in the electrical socket. Doug is about to storm out of here. I'm
about to pull out the fucking knife.
With his mother's eyelash curler.
You know what's fucked up is the next one is F. So I fear what Doug does with fat now. Oh, God. I'm setting the stage for fucking ritual abuse. No, go ahead, Amy. Talk to Doug.
Talk to me. Don't talk to me. Talk amongst yourselves. I don't give a fuck.
Uh-oh. The next one's F for feelings. Feelings.
Yeah. I think we lost a friend. All right. This is the ABCs of the alphabet or something like that. We're just bringing up a letter and talking about stories.